As the saying goes, it rains in a rainforest. How much? Well, Ketchikan averages a little more than 150 inches every year, with some years approaching 200. This past year was an interesting one from a meteorologist's perspective.
It really, for Ketchikan, the entire year was one of extremes, not necessarily records, but extremes in terms of precipitation.
That's Rick Fritsch with the National Weather Service office in Juneau. He says that only 2 months, August and November, had normal levels of precipitation. Several summer months were particularly dry, and then there was December,
where Ketchikan received 13.45 inches above normal. To put that in perspective, that's almost 100% more, or double the amount of normal rain and melted snow for the month of December.
Fritsch explains where all that rain came from.
Believe it or not, weather that begins as a convective complex in the Indian Ocean makes its way across the Indian Ocean to the Southwest Pacific Islands area, and then actually eventually has an impact on our weather, sensible weather, here in Southeast Alaska.
In the case of December, there was a solid connection between Southeast Alaska and the tropical Pacific Ocean. Fritsch says that moisture just kept coming our way, carried by a series of low-pressure systems that form in the northwest or west-central Pacific, and then head to the Gulf of Alaska.
Where all good lows go to die.
While it's considered poor form to look a gift horse in the mouth, I just had to ask why the summer of 2013 was so gloriously dry and warm.
The short answer is we got lucky. The longer answer has to do with the fact that the jet stream was keeping things far enough away from us, either to the north or to the south.
That jet stream defines where those soggy lows end up, and speaking of soggy, Fritsch has a prediction. While the first few days of January have been above average in terms of temperature,
I still am expecting the winter as a total, December, January, and February, taken as a total, to come out below normal in terms of temperature. And right now, it looks like we have a pretty good chance at above normal in terms of precipitation.
He adds that it's a little too early in the year to predict spring and summer. Oh, and despite that dry summer, Ketchikan's total rainfall for 2013 was pretty average. Fritsch reports that Alaska's first city hit 151 inches even. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.